Any?
No Oasis business, any of them.
The House Transportation will come to order and welcome everybody. Patrick, our first and only hearing today is House Bill 2733. If you want to...
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, House Bill 2733 requires that the Department of Transportation include asphaltic concrete pavement mix composed of up to 5% recycled asphaltic roof shingles in materials that are selected for road construction, maintenance, and operations on state highways. In your packet, you have the bill photocopied at the back of the staff measure summary. It's a short bill, as well as the fiscal statement for the measure and a notice of no revenue impact.
Thank you, Patrick. And I'm going to go ahead and ask Representative Schaffler if he has a few words.
Yeah, just briefly, Madam Chair. This is my first session on transportation, so I tried not to bring a boatload of legislation to the committee. Thought I'd sit back and learn a little bit first. Joe Gilliam, Representative Vic Gilliam's brother, brought Mr. Bolton into my office, my constituent, who also does business with the Roths, who are my neighbors. Mr. Bolton is an FBL as well, about this concept of grinding up shingles, putting it in the pavement, and doing several things. One, creating and providing jobs in the state of Oregon. That's a priority for all of us, and family wage jobs, I might add. And saving the environment by not filling up our landfills. It makes perfect sense to me. They're doing it in other states. And I know ODOT has some questions about all this, and we will work carefully with them to get from A to B. But I just wanted to let you know how this came to be, me being sponsor of the bill. And I think it's an excellent bill. I think it's an excellent idea. They're doing it in Minnesota, and the way I understand, and the weather there, I was born in Minnesota, lived there till I was in third grade, and then grew up in Iowa. I can assure you, if that weather can withstand this product, if this product can be, withstand that weather, I'm confident it can withstand Oregon's weather as well. So with that, I just look forward to listening to my constituents and ODOT, and good bill, should pass. I urge your aye vote.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So we have Greg Bolt and Gary Oxley, if you two want to come up.
Good afternoon, Madam Chairman, members of the committee. For the record, Gary Oxley, Oxley and Associates, appearing before you this afternoon in support of House Bill 2733, and I'm appearing on behalf of the Northwest Shingle Recyclers LLC. With me this afternoon is, as Representative Schaffler said, Greg Bolt, who is the owner of ABC Roofing and the managing partner of Northwest Shingle Recyclers. in his remarks, I think Representative Schaffler hit on the points that I was going to make prior to turning it over to Mr. Bolt. But this is an innovative process. It's a process that will reduce the intake at landfills. It provides the state with a more economical way of building highways, and it will create a minimum of 150 jobs in the state of Oregon. Currently, there are 13 states that are utilizing this process. It was a process that got national attention in 1999 and has been used in pilot projects across the country since then. Having said that, I'm going to, with your permission, Madam Chairman, ask Mr. Bolt to walk you through the process, how this works, and the reason that this is going to be of a significant advantage to the state of Oregon and to small business.
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Thanks for hearing me today. First thing I'd like to do is I'd like to hand you a shingle and then the finished product, just so you can look at it while I talk a little bit. The process that we are looking at right there has been done since about 1999, like Gary said. It's been used in roads since about 2005 as a permanent specification in several states. There's a list here that I gave you in this little handout I put together. But in Oregon right now, there's about 100,000 tons a year of shingles that go to the landfill via Metro. this process. Right now, it doesn't make sense to grind shingles just for private use. There's not enough pavement that goes down. But with the addition of a specification approved by ODOT or approved by you guys, now there's enough tonnage to make it a viable recycling program. So the shingles come in, about 100,000 tons, and they come into a site. They would be dumped on a floor. They would be separated and inspected for asbestos, first of all. Asbestos is pretty minimal nowadays, but it is still something that DEQ obviously wants us to go through the process to get it out. The shingles are then separated out from the wood, the paper, and the plastic, and those are recycled separately. The shingles go through a grinder, and they're kicked out just like you see in that baggie. The picture that you have on the front of your handout shows a nice black pile of that stuff. Right now, if we just started and got the ODOT spec, we would probably start out somewhere around 50 new jobs, and our plan is 150 jobs in 5 years. Item number three on the little outline I provided you there, it says that ODOT could save somewhere between $2 and $3 per ton of HMA that goes out, and that they use approximately somewhere between 2 and 4 million tons, with a savings somewhere between $4 and $12 million a year in the cost of the hot mix asphalt. Now, if you read into this thing a little bit further, there's a actual study results from, or a news release with study results from Missouri, second page, and they say that they're saving somewhere between $3 and $5 a ton. So if you work backwards from 100,000 tons of RAS that we could use, that's really only 2 million of the tons that are put out by ODOT. So 2 million tons times $3 to $5 is a pretty good chunk of dough annually that ODOT could save by instituting RAS in their spec. The spec that Missouri has adopted is an ASHTO spec, which I'm assuming some or all of you may know about ASHTO. The same spec has been adopted by six other states, and there are seven other states that are in the midst of testing that. And actually, there's 13 beyond that that are looking at testing it. But it's been proven and running on roads in Missouri since 2005. And again, I'll take you to that news release. In that news release, I've quoted in the front page, but it's kind of interesting that it says, over the past 2 years, MDOT has allowed, or MoDOT has allowed contractors to put used shingles that have been removed from rooftops into their asphalt mix. The result is a very durable, more rut-resistant asphalt at a much lower price. I would just submit that it just makes good sense. I don't see a downside. The downside to grinding the shingles would be if it was outdoors. We've been working with DEQ and Metro and have come up with a procedure that's indoors that they like it, but they don't want us to go into business because they've had problems with other people doing this outdoors, and then they didn't have an end user. And the reason we don't really have a good end user is there's no ODOT spec for it. And that's really about all I have.
Okay. Any questions? Yes, Representative Kerger.
Thank you, Chairman Bolt. I like your thinking here. It kind of reminds me of the bottle bill in some ways. As a company, then, if this were enacted in Oregon, you would have a market for this. Is that the vision here?
Yes.
For this product. The product currently comes off of comes off of roofs and is taken to a landfill.
Yes.
And with this kind of a system, then there would be reason for roofers like to cooperatively come together for some sort of a systematized way of collecting this material and grinding it. Is that basically what I'm hearing here?
Sort of, yes. Right now, when Joe Roofer goes out, tears the roof off, puts it in his truck, drives it to Metro, they dump it out, goes to the transfer station, hauled up to Arlington.
Right, which is seems
now,
like a bad process.
Right, and it costs them about $75 a ton. The process would change this way. Instead of paying $75, they would pay approximately 10 to 15% less to a shingle recycler. The shingle recycler would take it, and that would be the end of it. The materials, again, like I said, would be separated out, go where they need to go, but the bulk, the lion's share of it, is going 99% right back into that road, and it's buried in the asphalt.
Are there any, Madam Chair,
follow up.
Are there any shingle recyclers now?
No legal ones. There's somebody that had started taking shingles for a reduced tip fee, and DEQ and Metro shut them down.
So basically, Madam Chair, you're looking for a market for this product, and if I understand the bill, it would be up to 5%, but not more, would be legal, but it doesn't say it has to be 5%. Am I correct in that?
Correct. And when meeting with the hot mix suppliers, the people who mix the hot asphalt together, you know, they've had specs before that require a certain amount of a certain material, and then the material is not available in a certain place in the state, so they have to truck it clear across the state to get it there. So in talking with those manufacturers, that's where we came up with that idea.
Thank you, Madam Chair. He has just anticipated my next question. What if it isn't available somewhere? Are you going to require that it be trucked? Thank you very much for answering my questions.
Okay. Representative Shoffler.
I know this is the only bill we have, Madam Chair, but I just want to make sure I get on the record everything I have to say and thank. I mean, these guys obviously sum it up well, but it would, and there may be some things we need to work out on the language of this bill, and I'm at your disposal, Madam Chair, to work with ODOT and these good people to figure that out. But you know what? I believe it would save ODOT money. We could stretch that further. We're going to be spending a lot of money at ODOT coming up here. I hope, and we can use every penny we can get. We're going to create jobs here in Oregon, and I don't know Mr. Bolt that well, but I do know the Roths well, and I'm fairly confident he's of the same philosophy and work ethic as they are, and these folks work like dogs all the time building America. And if they say they're going to create 150 jobs, by God, I believe they're going to do it. And then it keeps. I tore my. I'm not familiar with the bag product, but I'm fairly familiar with the other product. And two summers ago, I tore my roof off down to the sheeting, and I replaced it myself. And I'd much rather have had that go to recycled and put in the road, saving ODOT money, creating jobs, and go to Arlington, where it's going to fill up and God knows cause what other problems down in the future. So. You know, it saves us money, creates jobs, which is going to mean more revenue for this state without even raising anybody's taxes, I might add. And it's good for the environment, and it lessens our dependence on foreign oil. And it works in Minnesota, where you can't find more miserable conditions. God bless, I love Minnesota, but it's the most miserable conditions in that state when talking about extremes. I fail to see, and I defy anyone to show me the downside to this kind of idea. And I'm surprised it didn't come forward to us earlier. And I, for full disclosure, these are my constituents, but I have no business in this business, no stake in this business. It's just a good idea that's came from my neighbors, and I'll just shut up.
Do any other questions?
Yes.
Yes. Representative Cox.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess, and probably ODOT will speak to this, but it's my assumption that if it is cheaper to produce asphalt using these shingles, that this will become the market standard, because anybody who goes to write a contract, to bid for a contract, will be using the cheaper product and therefore getting the lowest bid. So I think that there's great opportunity here for this to become the market standard. So, you know, my only concern is to make sure that the roads that we're producing with it are going to be durable, and I'm sure ODOT's going to speak to that when they come up. But that's really my only concern. And then I'd love it if you could just talk just a tiny bit about what a shingle is made up of and what it actually means when it lands in a landfill, because I think that can inform us a bit more about the importance of recycling these things, not simply because of taking the mass out of the landfill, but my understanding is shingles are made of some pretty nasty stuff. So you might be able to speak to that.
Sure. That shingle you're looking at there is basically it's got three or four main components. It's got clay, which is nothing but a filler. It's got asphalt, which is about 30%. It's got two fiberglass mats that are very light and not much at all. And then they've got the ceramic granules. And those ceramic granules and the asphalt are the two things that work great in the pavement. You know, you've got an aggregate and asphalt. That's basically what pavement is.
Thank you.
Representative Widener.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Question that I want to pose to you is, because durability has been brought up and everything, and I've mentioned this to Representative Schaffler, but I have a highway project called the Newburgh-Dundee Bypass. We could make the first green highway in the state of Oregon and have it as the trial bed for this product. So, and I told Representative Schaffler I was going to do an amendment to his bill to put that through, and it would get lots of your product out there in the market, and we'd see exactly what it does and show what the cost is for putting it down. So I don't know if you'd be supportive of that or not, but
absolutely. It's exciting, yeah. That'd be exciting.
And we'd have Oregon's first green highway in the state, maybe start using it for the model.
My wife and I also, it'd be good for us because we went to George Fox right there in Newburgh. That'd be kind of interesting.
Representative Benz.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. Some of the older shingles had stuff in them that newer ones don't. And is DEQ already on board when it comes to making sure that this stuff, when it's mixed in, doesn't somehow make its way into the environment? I'm just remembering that some of these asphalt is heated to a really high temperature before it's loaded into a truck and hauled for many miles, and as it's going along, it tends to steam and put off, whatever it's putting off, something. And I know that DEQ, I think, gets involved actually in kind of constraining the type of devices that are used to haul that stuff. And I'm just curious if you've already brought them on board so that we don't get surprised, because I'm in favor of this bill. I just want to make sure we don't get surprised.
I became aware of this process about 2 years ago and got real interested in it. I've met with paving contractors. I've met with different departments of transportation in Washington just recently. What you're talking about, I think, is the smoke that comes off of hot asphalt. Very noxious, very bad smelling. That's actually what my commercial business is. Shingles, that only happens with shingles in the manufacturing process. DEQ and Metro, who we started meeting with about a year ago to put together a acceptable plan to them to because they've had some problems in the past with people trying to take this stuff on their own without a permit. We've been through the permit process with them, gone through the process that we want to use on site, and their main concern really with shingles is asbestos, to be quite honest. And so we have a process to inspect it, eliminate it, test it, the whole Marianne, so that we have no issues with hazardous materials. So, yes, we have been talking to DEQ and Metro.
Thank you.
Any other questions? I know that when I asked you about the asbestos issue and concerns with that, the one thing you had mentioned to me was that how long they have been not using asbestos. Can you
You know, it depends which manufacturer you talk to, but I think 77 was about the very last year they were that asbestos was in shingles, and majority of manufacturers would tell you 72. So most of that stuff has been torn off. People that have three or four layers on their roof, could the bottom layer could be, but it's pretty easy to see it, believe it or not, to the trained eye.
Well, I don't see any other questions at this point, so thank you. And
thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee.
Thank you.
Amy, if you come up. Welcome.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Amy Joyce, Department of Transportation. The department uses about 1.5 to 2 million tons per year of asphalt mix for pavement to repair and construct our highways. In our current pavement mix, we use recycled asphalt pavement in that, in the sort of layman's version. We scrape off old pavement and churn it up, break it up, and put it back in. And our current specs say we can use up to 30% of that recycled asphalt pavement, also called RAP. There are a lot of advantages to that, and it could be mirrored in the idea of recycled asphalt shingles. We're saving money by not buying brand new material. We're saving money by not paying a truck to take that RAP and put it in the landfill. And we're seeing environmental benefits because we're not dumping all of that RAP into a landfill. So what the bill would do would require ODOT to use up to 5% of these recycled asphalt shingles in our pavement mix and write rules to come up with the exact specs on that. The department has received funding to research the use of both recycled asphalt shingles and to increase our use of that RAP that we already use. That study, and I would mention that we had that study in the plans before this bill showed up, so this was on ODOT's radar already. That study is to begin in July. We have the funding for it, and it's to last 18 months. Now, a key element of pavement design is basically using a mix that will result in the longest life for that pavement. A good way to reduce maintenance costs is to have the pavement just last longer. And using either recycled asphalt pavement or the recycled shingles, it raises the concern of pavement being stiff, is sort of the layman's term, and therefore cracking and failing earlier than using just pure virgin asphalt. So the study that we're going to start is going to look again at increasing the use of RAP, starting the use of the recycled asphalt shingles, using one or the other or a combination of both, and what the appropriate amounts are to get the biggest bang for your buck when you use these products. You know, I will say as a native Minnesotan, Representative Schauffler, and it's not miserable. It really is quite lovely. But
I couldn't agree more.
My family's all back there. But at any rate, you know, different environments do have different impacts. Using different states do use different virgin materials. So there's a science aspect to this that the department wishes to study. To be able to use taxpayer resources wisely. I'll reiterate that using the RAP currently saves taxpayers a bunch of money. Using recycled shingles, in theory, could also do that. And so if the science proves this out, I would say that nobody's going to have to mandate that ODOT use these things or the contractors use it. We'll use it where it's appropriate. It's going to save money. The contractors will use it so they can get their bids lower and get contracts awarded. So I don't think anybody's on different pages here. That's what the department's planning to do, and we would ask that we see what that study shows.
Representative Schauffler.
Just for the record, I'm the hardest core Minnesota Twins fan you're going to find in this country. And there's two seasons in Minnesota, construction
and winter.
That's right.
And the Midwest is beautiful, but you know what? We all live in Oregon for a reason, and I'll just leave it at that. But what? Back to the bill, though. My experience, and I'm not suggesting ODOT's doing this, but is when people are reluctant or don't want to, for whatever reason, do something, they suggest a study. If they don't want to take water out of the Columbia, if they don't want to cut more timber, if they don't want to do X, Y, and Z, well, let's put a task force together and study it. And I think a lot of times that's just a waste of money. If they're doing it in Minnesota, which is quite lovely, I wonder why we couldn't just have Mr. Garrett call up the person in Minnesota and say, hey, does this work? And if the answer is yes, it does quite well, and we have this X, Y, and Z evidence, then just go ahead and do it. I don't know why we have to study things to death. I think I'll be honest with you, I think we put too much, we overanalyze, and I'm not just blaming you, and I'm not blaming you, and it's not unique to ODOT. We overanalyze everything. I mean, when we had our daughter, if we had to analyze changing diapers the way this state does, doing anything, my daughter would have never been clean. She'd probably never grown up and been the healthy, beautiful person she is. We overanalyze everything in this state. It's just overwhelming how much we analyze. I think there's a much quicker, faster, cheaper solution that'll get this material into our trucks on the road, being used in it, and getting those jobs and stopping the flow to Arlington and getting us off dependence of foreign fuel and recycle and make it a greener, more wonderful, beautiful environment here in the state of Oregon. I think we study it to death, but I'm willing to sit down and talk to you good people at length, and I do too love Minnesota and Iowa for that matter. So thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Representative Whitener.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And once again, Representative Schaffler, you just set my mind in different areas. I'm thinking dirty diapers to dirt roads now. But I'm with Representative Schaffler on studying this to death. I just pulled up right on the internet what the percentages are that these other states are using for the asphalt. So, I mean, it's anywhere from 30% to 50%, 15% to 20%. This is great having laptops here because we can tell you how to make your concrete real fast. So I think with the money that we would spend analyzing it, we could build the Newburgh-Dundee bypass. So, and that's no joke because the money we spend on environmental impact studies and different things, we need to start doing these projects that have been verified and approved already or have the environmental impact studies in and start putting asphalt down. And I think this is the perfect way to go is taking a recycled product, keeping it out of our landfills because we should start building green highways because we want to be the green state. So I think I'm a little against the mandate. I said this when they came to me, you know, to mandate that you use the product. I think it should be choice and options on different projects. I'm going to sit back and look at this bill and how we can do it to make it as easy on you as possible, but I think we need to pass something out of this committee to make something happen with this so we're not dumping shingles and oil into landfill up in Boardman so it eventually ends up seeping into the Columbia.
Thank you. Representative Call.
Did you? Okay, good. I didn't know if you wanted to respond or not. I've actually got questions, but my question is: first of all, you say a study. I'd like to know what that study would look like. I mean, it seems to me that we don't have mass production of recycled shingles right now to be thrown into the mix at a quantity where a study might necessarily stifle this incipient industry. So can you tell me what the contours of a study would look like to assuage the concerns that a study would in fact be just a potentially a death knell for this fledgling industry?
Madam Chair, Representative Call, I'll hand to the committee staff a copy of the proposal on the study. Having sat on a task force over the last 2 years in my other hat at ODOT regulating billboards, I can understand the reluctance to send a bunch of folks off to a room to talk about something. This is a scientific engineering pavement specialty study, literature review, studying how we test the product that comes in for its content, and testing how these things hold up. This isn't some group of folks getting together to talk about something. It's a scientific study. And so I would very respectfully suggest that we want the science on pavement to be good. We want to get the right mix down so it doesn't fail early. I believe the cost on the study is around the $200,000 range. So, and it's already, as I said, it's already funded. So we want to do what the science proves up. And if this works out and to the level it works out, it's going to save everybody money. That's what it appears to do. So ODOT's not resistant to using shingles. We want to do what's going to get the biggest bang for the taxpayer buck in terms of getting a long life pavement.
Thank you. You read my mind. The other concern that might be out there is that to the extent we used recycled shingles, we might be actually removing recycled asphalt from the mix. And we had talked before that there's actually another market for recycled asphalt. Should we be changing our mix as such that the environmental impact would be a net environmental impact? Could you just talk about that for the record so that everybody knows that we're not swapping one landfill item for another one?
Right. Chair Beyer and Representative Call, when I first was learning about this, that was one of my initial concerns, that, well, if we switch out shingles for recycled pavement, aren't we just going to dump the pavement in the landfill? And no, that's not the case. There is a market. That is a valuable commodity, recycled asphalt pavement. And if ODOT isn't going to be using it at 30% because now we're using shingles, that's product that's going to get used and possibly sold for a profit. So that's not a concern.
Thank you.
Representative Benz.
Thank you, Madam Chair. One of the concepts that we've been working on in light of our economic difficulties is how to speed up processes. This process looks like it's going to take about a year and a half to get to a point of comfort for the department. And I just wonder if the department has adopted a criteria or added a criteria to its processes that is labeled extreme urgency economic disaster, which we now seem to be enjoying. And this looks to me like business as usual, which is fine. It has been for a long time, but we're not there anymore. We're in trouble. And not your fault. This is the process that the department has become accustomed to. But I don't think we have that opportunity any longer. So one thing that would be worthwhile would be to ask the director if there is a means of speeding this up in light of our economic difficulties. Because everything that's been said conveys that sense of urgency, but it's still just business as usual. And there's something's wrong with this. And I'm not trying to find fault. This is normal. But we're not in normal times. So it would be hugely helpful, to me at least, if the department could come back and say, Representative Vance, we've looked at this. This is the only way we can do it safely. We don't want trucks falling through big holes in the road. This is the only way we can do it, and we already have applied that urgency standard. So that would be very helpful to me.
Chair Beyer, Representative Benz, and considering the 150 potential jobs created, I'd be happy to deliver that message to the director personally.
Thank you.
Yes, Representative Shockler.
Only to say that's one facility. This can be done all over the state by any number of entrepreneurs. That's just one facility up in the metropolitan area. And there would probably be more than that up in the Portland area and throughout the Willamette Valley and around the state. So so 150 times whatever, eventually, once this ball gets rolling. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're very welcome.
And just to follow up on that, would it be safe to say that it's not just likely, but with the cost of shipping asphalt and shipping the product, that it's probably a lock that if we decide to use this mix, we're going to be creating jobs anywhere in the state where there's shingles to be recycled and roads to be laid? I mean, that seems to me not just like a high likelihood, but, you know, that's going to be what happens. Would you say that that's a safe assumption?
Chair Beyer, Representative Call.
Can I put words in your mouth?
You don't mind?
Maybe Robin Freeman will come up. I can put words in her mouth.
Oh, good luck.
In my day job as the billboard regulator, I tell my customers that I'm not in the business of giving guarantees, but I think your reasoning is very logical, and I'm comfortable with high likelihood.
Okay.
I'm uncomfortable with guarantee, but thank you, Representative.
Thank you.
I have all sorts of mixed feelings. I'm curious. I guess I don't want to be known as the chair that oversaw a grand experiment that didn't work, as opposed to a state that didn't they pave their roads with recycled rubber tires and those caught on fire or something like that. So, I mean, it's I want to try to do something, but I also think we have to be somewhat cautious too as we do this. So maybe there's a way we can kind of sit down and out of committee and see if there's a possibility on this.
We'd be happy to work in whatever capacity you'd like, Chair Beyer.
Okay. Thank you, Representative
White. I have a test project for you, Rep.
Yeah.
Fire, so, or Madam
you don't
Chair.
You don't mind if it fails,
I don't mind
right?
if it catches on fire, because 5% is not going to do that much.
I think that way we know I was on fire.
I'm catching on fire for it not being done.
Well, I don't see any other questions. So with that, thank you.
Thank you.
And committee, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing on House Bill 2733, and I give you a light day. And I have a feeling because of that, I'm going to have to start working you harder, but we're adjourned.
Madam Chair.